There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Cool Inventions portion of the Doug Good Day program and John's morning program as well. John Cremins is here. Actually, here is a figure of speech because here could be anywhere. When we say here, that means we are together. I'm in Los Angeles. Where are you?
I am in Chicago.
All right, what's going on in Chicago other than it's cold and miserable much of the winter and the summertime? What else is going on there?
Actually, you know what? It's about 40 degrees here. It hasn't been bad. I thought for sure I'd see some snow and some really interesting weather, and I haven't seen anything. It's been okay. I've been able to walk without a jacket. Pardon me. Yeah. I think I'm getting cold now, too, and that's probably why.
Is the river green yet? Is the river green yet?
I think no, not yet.
It. No, not yet? Okay.
They usually don't die of the snow the day before. When is the week from tomorrow? Is St. Patrick's Day, right?
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact.
So
they've already started to put green stuff up. I've kind of seen it as I make my walk, because I'm on East Wacker Drive. I'm at the Hyatt here.
I
basically kind of walked up and down the I don't even know what the river's called, but it's just beautiful. I mean, most of the snow's gone. I haven't had any slush at all. It's been okay.
The river's called the Green River. I think it's the Chicago River, if I'm not mistaken. Somebody will call and figure that one out. 888-302-3684 to be in touch with us, by the way, anytime. There's nice connections. John Cremins, who is the doctor of shopology, he and Ako Stankura joined me during this hour of the program. The focus is on inventions, focus is on entrepreneurialism, focus is on getting little things to become big things. So why are you in Chicago?
We are here for the International Houseware Show. It's one of the largest houseware show outside of China, actually. It's like the biggest, second biggest in the world. There are three huge halls at the McCormick Center, where both Akos and myself, we've been meeting with a lot of our industry partners. We've met with a lot of the European shopping channels and some of the United States shopping channels over the last couple days. But we're also walking the show. And I got to tell you, Doug, I've been in the inventors area the last 2 days. I haven't been able to get through the whole entire grouping of inventors. They are so wonderful and so loving of the show. You can believe how many people we've met that have actually either been on our show with you and me and Akos, or are going to be on the show, are going to try to get on the show. So it's pretty cool.
The winner, by the way, last week on My Cool Inventions was Eric Tonneson. His invention, that easy faceplate, which was the easiest of all of the things that we had last week to understand, and it was by far, there was no choice, really. He was the best of the folks who were on last week. This week, we have another good crop of people. Margaret Davis will be with us later on in this hour, who has a site and a company called Balloon Flowers. This is something that I'm guessing will be good for springtime, birthdays, that sort of thing. Frank Tiley will join us tomorrow. He has a new, this looks like something right up my alley, needle-nose pliers, a new kind of adjustable needle-nose plier. Plier? Pliers. There's a single...
Imagine he has a patent on that.
Yeah, but it's a plier...
Pliers are
singular. Pliers, if you have a pair of pliers, that's a one... But if you have more than one pair of pliers... You still have pliers. There are two pliers or three pliers, right? Got it?
You're absolutely right. Wow. I won't put an S on there anymore.
No, I think you got it. Kind of need to. But needle nose pliers, that's an interesting, those of us who love tools and fiddle around with them, an adjustable set of needle nose pliers.
Best tool ever invented.
Needle nose. You can get into all kinds of little things, little places.
Oh, yeah.
You can. All right, so that's good. That's tomorrow. Then Cassandra Fitz joins us on Wednesday. She has a vehicle rim alert. I wonder if that means that if you go close to the side. Yesterday, I thought I was going to have a flat tire. I was driving a car I wasn't used to, and I hit the curb, and it almost felt like the tire went flat. It didn't. But this sort of thing might be right up my alley, or anybody's alley, that's driving and you're not familiar with the car and you're not familiar with where you are. So that we'll see if what I'm thinking is what it really is. And then on Wednesday, an athletic shoe cover developed by a fellow named Kevin Cressman. So a lot of variety this week. And as I said, Eric Tonneson won last week for the easy faceplate. You can continue to vote until Wednesday for our Dream Big America contestant. First of 3 weeks of bringing folks on the program to contest or to see how they can do at the end of the month, winning all the prizes we have. Every month at the end of the month, we culminate. We have folks who have been on our My Cool Inventors Hour. Dream Big America Hour takes place on Fridays in the same 9 to 10 East Coast time hour. Last week, we had Eric Stiegelman from Bonfire Wine. We had Vern Adair from the Weed Spinner. And we had John Keeter from MagnaClip. Be interesting to see how the voting goes. If you have a horse in the race, one of those three, or you want to find out more about them because you love this sort of thing and you want to vote, dreambigamerica.us is where you go. Dreambigamerica.us. Look at the overview of all three of these people. Listen to their two-minute pitch and then decide who to vote for. You'll be really helping them, us, and yourself to have more variety in terms of what we have available business-wise and otherwise. We need more competition in almost every field that there is. And you name it, we need more competition in it. And who
absolutely.
Knows,
and Doug, by the way, guess who we met yesterday?
I give up.
One of our inventors. It was a device that both you, me, and ACOS absolutely loved, and we thought it would save marriages. You remember which one that would be?
No, I don't remember that one.
The flush down toilet.
Oh, the toilet guy. Yeah.
Yeah, Tom Raminga. He actually he met up with us on the floor. We sat down with him for a while and talked to him. He actually brought one of the toilet seats so we could take a look at it.
Yeah.
And it works.
Does it?
Did you actually bring it to your room
in the hotel and put it on to see if it?
It's so simple to do. I'm shocked. I mean, it is as easy as he said it would be.
All right. Have you ever changed the toilet seat cover?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. So, you know, there's normally bolts. They just have the two, it's the way the new ones are made, they're made out of plastic. And so you just take those plastic clips off, and they are wing nuts. Take them off, put the new toilet seat on. It's like a two-minute operation at the most. So this thing is all self-contained, except it has the line goes up into the tank. Does it not? The water?
It looks like a silicone line that goes from the device up to the tank, and then you put a little weight. It's like a one of those little floats, just like you have in the regular part of the toilet anyway for the flushing mechanism.
Right.
So you put that in, and that's it. Yeah. And it's done.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a five-minute operation, and you're going to have a seat that always comes down.
When the values go up, 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 and the seat goes down, down, down. There's an old song there that I probably shouldn't continue with. But I want to know who the first person was who decided that putting a car up on tracks in the air was a good idea. Who was the first person that invented a roller coaster? Where did that idea, and where do the ideas for thrills and chills and spills come from? I'm looking at DougSteffen.com today. We have a new roller coaster, and we're actually on the ride. So if you look at this and you have a queasy stomach, you're going to get an upset stomach because it's just like you're actually on the roller coaster. It is higher than the Statue of Liberty. It goes 94 miles an hour. It is the scariest thing. I looked at it and I just stopped. I stopped the video because I have no stomach for this. But I wonder, in terms of inventors or inventions, who was it who first thought this? Don't you ever wonder about that when it comes down to how do these ideas surface? Because there are so many, the world is full of so many interesting people and so many different ideas. The roller coaster, though. Who was it that first thought, let's scare the crap out of everybody and make one of these things?
I happen to know.
You do.
The roller coaster was actually, we're actually the origin of the roller coaster. The first roller coasters were actually in the mid-1600s. And
really?
They were made in Russia. They were called Russian ice slides.
Were they actually made in, when you say ice slides, were they made in a way, in an environment where there was a lot of snow, and that was really what you were riding before they were built out? The first ones were built out of wood, and now they're made out of steel.
Yeah, they made them out of lumber, and they had sheets of ice that they used to use and cover the surface. And then you go and you slide this wooden slide like a roller coaster.
If you look at the, these pictures, this video is pretty scary, but think about how many of them.
I've seen that one. It's terrifying.
Oh, my God. It's horrible. The original one is made out of wood when the post beam pot beetles or whatever they're called get in there and they wreck the wood. How many in the late 1900s and early part of the last century, these things were falling down all over the place because they didn't protect the wood, and the wood would rot,
yeah.
And these things would fall apart. People would get killed all over the place.
Well, they're getting rid of the one that's in Busch Gardens in Tampa. It's the old wooden roller coaster.
Yeah.
They had a huge roller coaster. I think it's called the Quasi, I think.
Yeah.
But they're tearing it down and replacing it with another one. And that was all wood. Because you can imagine, in Florida, with wood, wood doesn't last long down here.
No, not a good idea. By the way, right next to the picture of the roller coaster is a big orange box that says, get your free pound of coffee. BuzzBox Coffee, BuzzBox, the official coffee of the Good Day program, the best cup of coffee you've ever had. You can order it by just clicking onto that orange box, go into the BuzzBox circle of friends, and join. Get a free pound of coffee. It smells and tastes delicious. BuzzBox Coffee at DougStephan.com.
Insight Daily Radio. Eric Larson is a New York Times best-selling author of suspenseful narrative nonfiction, and his latest book is entitled Dead Wake, The Last Crossing of the Lusitania. We spoke with him about the book and the tragic sinking of the British luxury vessel by German U-boats at the beginning of World War I.
I decided to take on a book about the Lusitania because I was drawn by the potential for capturing real life suspense. I realized that there are so many archival materials, so many archival tools, if you will, narrative tools, available to tell the story of the Lusitania, that it just seemed like such a tempting challenge to try to put everything together in as vivid and rich a way as I possibly could, complete with, you know, cliffhangers and cutaways and so forth. I mean, it's the kind of thing that, as a writer of history, you know, it's like dying and going to heaven. There are telegrams, secret intercepts of German communications, love letters. It's, you know, this is to me as a writer of nonfiction. Frankly, it's like heroin. My goal with this book, with Dead Wake, in trying to bring to life the people and events that led up to the sinking of the Lusitania, is not so much to inform or to provide a history lesson, but rather to provide as rich a historical experience for readers as possible, so that when they finish reading the book, they emerge with this sense of maybe having lived in a past time for a little while.
That's Eric Larson on his latest suspenseful narrative nonfiction book entitled Dead Wake, The Last Crossing of the Lusitania, whose release coincides with the 100th anniversary of the tragedy. Insight Daily Radio.
Our nation was built on dreaming big, but will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it. Log on to MyCoolInventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Akos the Solutionist. Submit your product to MyCoolInventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
We'll be right back. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to guns80.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, guns80.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15, guns80.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
My Cool Inventions Radio, Doug Steffen and John Cremens. John's in Chicago at the trade show that focuses on a lot of the things that are being done by our current entrepreneurial world, the inventors who come together. Think about it this way, John. Look around you, wherever you are. I say this to everybody who's listening to this program at the moment, letting your imagination run wild for a second. Let's look at everything that there is in our immediate proximity. Whether it be the computer screen, whether it be the light bulb, whether it be the clock, the table, the chair, the wood on the walls. Who was the first person to look at a tree and think, you know what? We could build something with that. Who's the first person that thought we could put a tree into a machine that stripped the wood in a circular fashion off of the tree to make a post, telephone, excuse me, a telephone pole, or think about plywood and where that comes from. How did that get developed? Who was the first person that said, let's take little strips of wood and glue them together, and they'd be very strong? I mean, think about it. Everywhere you look, the plastic that makes the glass or the coffee cup that you're using right now, the ink that's in the pen that you're using, it's limitless. And every single one of these ideas has come from somebody, like the people we have in this program every day, who have dreamed up a way, and not often, I mean, sometimes it's driven by money. People want to make money, and so they say, okay, let's see if we can develop something new. But it seems to me we ought to give more credit sometimes to many, if not most, of these people, because whatever they've come up with could be the next pen, could be the next airplane, could be the next glass. Who was it that figured out you could make glass out of sand? I mean, I am not making this. I am flabbergasted.
He could go all day with this.
You could. I could because this little screen that's on my microphone. Who came up with the idea of putting together whatever this material is? It's in the screen popper cover, and then said, put it on a microphone. It'll help getting peas from you're popping your peas. Sometimes announcers do that when they're talking into a microphone. This was a device to keep the peas from popping.
My whole thing is, who came up with a $10 bottle of water? Seriously, I have one in my hand right now.
$10
for a bottle of water.
Hotels, that's who.
That's hotels. Yeah, somebody.
It was downstairs. I mean, actually, if I had gotten it out of the fridge in my room, it would have been $12.
Yeah.
But I went downstairs and it was $10.
Yeah. Well, so there you go. And it costs them nothing. The only thing they pay for is the plastic. And those plastic bottles, I know, have bought thousands and thousands of them. They put milk in on my farm. They cost, the big ones, the gallon ones, cost 69 cents a piece. Those size, about 4 or 5 cents a piece, maybe six. So that's all. And then wherever the water comes from, can you imagine the profit? It's like pizza. Here's another one.
But the answer to your question, Doug, is there was a need. Somebody saw an opportunity to either make money or they had a need for something. Fire.
Yeah.
Who invented fire?
Yeah.
They needed to cook the meat. They needed to warm themselves.
I don't think they needed to. I think it was. I think in that circumstance,
an accident. They may have gone the other way. But they needed to warm themselves.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Everything has a desire or a need that pushes for an invention.
Mm-hmm. Well, so what we do here, if I can stick my chest out, stick out John's chest and Akos's chest, we provide a service. Ideas come to us. And then we say, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Let's talk about it on the air and see if we can get people to be enthused about it. We help them expose their ideas so it helps their business. And it helps a lot of you because you find a new way to do something that you, for example, the needle-nose pliers guy will be on here tomorrow. That sounds very worthwhile for people like me who love to work in that arena. So a tip of the hat to the people who are inventors in our country.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
Policy issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. 1-800-294-6051.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
My Cool Inventions Radio. I'm Doug Steffen.
Yay.
John Cremins, Doug Steffen. Well, that didn't sound too enthusiastic to me. Come on, let's do it.
Yay!
This. Yay!
I'm trying.
Come on, yay! Hip hip hooray!
Yay! Woo!
Yay! Yeah. I was talking about pizza. We had on...
I didn't hear Richie again.
Nice. I'm not jumping in the middle of that mess.
You were used to that. You guys are pitiful. Our video of the day at DougSteffen.com on Friday, John, was the story from Philadelphia about this fellow who was a Wall Street ace, started Rose's Fresh Pizza in Philadelphia. This is no ordinary pizza. At Rose's, customers can do something very unique. They pay forward slices of $1 pizza for those in need with Post-it notes that hang from the walls in there. If you look at this, you see, again, an idea. We're all about, the reason I bring it to your attention is because I thought it was kind of a cool idea. We like to feature those things in our video of the day, but the ideas come from everywhere. And the thing that is upsetting to me is that we don't have as much, even though we have great talent and we have a big pool of people who are trying to do these sorts of things, we still don't have as much, I don't think there's as much creative imagination around now as there was when you and I were kids. For whatever the reason, I'm not saying that to be negative, I just think that one of the things that I believe is our mission here is to get people to think about the things that are possible, because everything, when you, thoughts are things, you put your mind on something and you can create it. We are extraordinarily creative beings and have been given, depending on your religious point of view, we've been given the ability to create by the creator, whether it's male, female, whatever you want to ascribe to God or its energy. We have the creative energy. And I don't, again, I'm not trying to dig a philosophical hole here, but there's so much to be thankful for. And one of the things that we all kind of don't pay attention to is our own creativity. We don't, yep. You have not given yourself credit, I'm sure. I don't give myself credit. But it is something, if you have people around you who love you, maybe they give you credit for being a creative being. We all have that creative sense about us. It's just, how do we tap it? How do you push that button? How do you get it to go? And sometimes Richie rolls his eyeballs with me because I get so philosophical about things like this. But I really think that you look around at the unemployment numbers. We supposedly have a 5.5% unemployment rate, which is nonsense. I had a guest on earlier going through the real numbers. It's about 11%. So that means...
Yeah, it's awful, isn't it?
Yeah. The 10% of our population isn't contributing anything, really. They're not doing anything.
And they're off the grid.
Yeah. Many of them, half of them are off the grid. That's why the number in the newspaper says 5.5, but the real number is close to 11%, because there are another 5% of the population that has gone through the system, has stopped looking, doesn't have a chance for a collection of anything, so they're just not there. And so that number, what I would love to see is us to be able to take that number and create from that number a group of inspiring people who have ideas about how to get something done. And you know, I would say we ought to have a different class. We ought to have a class of inventors for those who are working and for those who don't work, who are not... who don't have jobs.
Well, right? But think about it. I mean, there are people that are in the world today that, I mean, not only do they not have a job, they've tried to find a job. They've fallen off the grid. They're completely on. Where are those people? Where are the almost 20 million people that don't have a job that are sitting out there somewhere not doing anything?
Right. They're living off you and me, the 5% living off you.
They're not even there.
They're not
showing up on the unemployment rolls. They're not showing up. Where are they? Mm-hmm. Where are all these people that keep dropping off and then all of a sudden they're just disappearing?
Yeah, that's a very good question. All right, well, we have Margaret Davis with us. I'm guessing that she's not in that category.
She's here.
Something called balloon flowers for us to understand. She's going to have a minute to pitch her product after you spend some time finding out more about her.
Yeah. Hey, Margaret, welcome to My Cool Inventions Radio. We're glad you're here.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Good morning, and thanks for being here today. So when I first saw your invention submission come into to My Cool Inventions, our website, mycoolinventions.com, I looked at it thinking, balloon flowers. I mean, I first imagined like these huge, monstrous, the mylar, like roses in the sky. But then I looked at your picture, and I learned a little bit more on your information. These are more decorative and smaller, right?
Right. They really were invented to simulate real flowers. So the size and the shape, I tried to make them look as much like flowers as possible.
So tell us a little bit about this, because I mean, this is I guess I've never seen anything quite like this. I mean, I've seen the plastic flowers and trying to create things that way for the display or something. What makes balloon flowers different than just any old plastic flower?
Well, they're pre-shaped. This is a single latex balloon. It's pre-shaped into a flower. If you go on Google and you put in flower balloon, you'll see a lot of entries for balloon flowers where you are using round balloons. They are assembled and they're wired together or twisted or bent together so that they look like a flower. But these are already pre-shaped. They are latex. They're colorful, but the shapes are like flowers. So you don't have to go through all of the instructions and all of the big deals people have to go through now in order to make balloons look like flowers.
So you don't have to blow these up or anything, or do they come already made that way?
You can have them come already made that way. I have that on my website, or you can blow them up yourself. It doesn't take anything more than what you would use to blow up a regular balloon. You just put in air and that's it. The shape is already there. So you're basically making a flower-shaped balloon where you would have to put several balloons together and tie them and twist them before.
Okay.
This is an improvement on that.
What would I do with these? I mean, because I was trying to figure out, like, I think you're doing arts and crafts with these, if I'm not mistaken. But I guess I'm trying to figure out, how did you actually decide that, you know what, I'd rather have flowers this way than the kind of, I guess, the old way they used to use?
If you're a creative person, if you like balloons, if you like to decorate your house with various types of flowers, this is what this is made for. For people who enjoy the beauty of balloons and who like floral decorations, you can do it with crafts, You can give these for gifts. People who are in the industry could use this as another way to give flowers to a customer, another way to offer a floral product. So basically, okay. They're in the floral and the flower industry and also the craft industry.
So have you started to manufacture these or create these?
Basically, I'm doing this on my own. So this is a home business. And I do the orders, the custom orders made to the customer's specification. If they want the balloon flowers, then I make them myself. This is basically a small business right now.
Let me ask you, I'm looking to expand. Let me ask you about the obstacles that you've had to overcome, not only doing this by yourself, but from the beginning when you had the first idea of doing this. Spend a minute before we give you a minute to pitch this. Explain to us what your thought process was and what obstacles you had to overcome or are continuing to have to overcome.
Well, when I first got the idea, I knew someone who had a balloon delivery service. And theirs basically were round balloons that were filled with helium, and they had them on a string, and they would take these out to their customers. And I thought, boy, it would be great if the balloons that they were sending to the customers or bringing to the customers were more like flowers. So that started the idea. And I began to experiment with the different shapes and designs that I wanted. And, yes, there were a lot of obstacles because what I saw in my head and what I could do in the beginning didn't coincide. But I began to get better at it, and it became an art form for me. And basically, I began to get into flowers that I thought were original, but they also were sellable. And so then I began the company selling these balloons to the public. And that's basically how it began, just as an idea from something that I saw someone else doing. But I wanted to do better, and I wanted it to be easier for the person. And also more aesthetic and more elegant, and that's why I decided to do these.
Well, Morgan, I'd like to hear your pitch. I want to hear how you pitch this in a minute, and then let our audience decide what they think as well. So here's what we're going to do. For those of you listening, you're going to be able to vote on Margaret and her pitch. You'll be able to go to mycoolinventions.com. You can vote there from the vote tab, or you can text to vote on your smartphone. Just text to the number 22333. That's 22333, and put either thumbs up or thumbs down. So are you ready, Margaret?
I'm ready.
All right, let's hear this
thing.
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Have you ever had or are you having a problem making latex balloons look like flowers? My product, Balloon Flowers, are a single latex balloon that's pre-shaped into a flower. So they solve the problem of tediously bending, twisting, and tying several balloons together to make a balloon flower. My balloon flowers are better. They're already pre-shaped, they're easily recognizable, they're better integrated into floral design, and they have a wide range of uses. And anybody without special training or expertise can assemble them easily. So they're less time-consuming, and that translates into saving money. To buy this wonderful product, go to Etsy.com and put in the search box, Balloon Flower Co. That's Balloon Flower Co. They're on sale now for $14.99. And please go to mycoolinventions.com and vote for this product. Thank you.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You can only make millions.
There you go. Doug, what do you think?
Well, I'm back to being where I was a few moments ago, thinking about the things that she's had to overcome on her own without having it unravel before her very ears and her very eyes. What's the price?
It starts at $14.99.
For how many?
That will allow you to... basically, I'm just putting one single rose-type red balloon in a vase.
How are you, the marketing that's being done, how are you convincing people this is better than, fill in the blank, better than candy, better than real flowers, better than plastic flowers? Why would somebody spend $14 to buy one of these things?
Well, it's a process where if the public looks on some of the sites that we already know about, Google, and they see my product as opposed to some of the other ones that they are buying and that they're trying to make, I think that they will find this to be a better product and more representative of flowers. So that's how I'm justifying it. People have been doing flowers in pretty much everything, painting, material, you name it. There's always been a flower representation of it. They can make it. So this is a flower representation of a balloon, basically. And I think people will pay for that because everyone's looking for something a little different. They're tired of the same old thing. And I think this is something that is new and different to most people, and they'll begin to embrace it. As I get it out in the public, of course, I'm doing it on my own now. Hopefully I'll be able to improve on that and do more manufacturing in the outside, manufacturing, contract manufacturing. So I'll be able to get more products to more people, and they can decide whether or not this is a product that they would like to buy.
All right, Margaret. Okay. We're going to send people again. If they think this is a good product, thumbs up, or if you don't, thumbs down. Text to 22333 or dial 888-877-4090.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
There have been many news stories about one mayor's drive to ban large soft drinks, and nearly everyone thought the effort was a classic case of government overreach. I've never bought a big gulp soda, but I cherish my right to do so. We all understand the dangers of too much sugar in our diets, but most people know government has more important things to worry about than the size of our sodas. If we look through the lens of liberty, we might realize this is really not much different than the government determining how our hamburgers must be cooked or what kind of light bulbs we must buy. In America, we believe in taking responsibility for our own actions and providing for our own happiness. Sometimes we need to remind politicians to take care of important government business and let us take care of our own business.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for a risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-921-3501. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin Hotline today. Hurry, this limited-time 100% risk-free offer won't last forever. Call 1-800-921-3501. That's 1-800-921-3501. Again, 1-800-921-3501.
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Accusations of a double standard when it comes to Hillary Clinton's private emails. I'm David Wise, and this is News That Matters. By now, you are probably well aware of the controversy surrounding former First Lady, former U.S. Senator, and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. During her tenure as Secretary of State, she conducted State Department business through a personal email account. She has turned over 55,000 pages of emails from that account to the State Department to have those emails released, at least those that do not jeopardize national security. Scott Grayson served 13 months as President Obama's ambassador to Kenya. His use of Gmail to conduct government business was given as one of the reasons for his dismissal. On CNN's State of the Union, Grayson accused Hillary Clinton of a double standard.
It does appear like there was a different standard that was used in my case and that has been used in hers.
Grayson said it was likely known that then-Secretary of State Clinton was using personal email at the time he was fired. Hillary Clinton, who apparently is on the verge of announcing a presidential run, is drawing plenty of criticism from Republicans about this issue, and some Democrats are chiming in as well. On NBC's Meet the Press, California Senator Dianne Feinstein, the former chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, said she thinks Mrs. Clinton needs to address this issue head on.
She needs to step up and come out and state exactly what the situation is.
Senator Feinstein said Hillary Clinton's presidential hopes could be hurt if she doesn't address this issue soon. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, choose Choice twice for two separate trips and get a night at no price. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileged Reward night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 2/19/15 through 4/22/15. Requires registration and two separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
Things aren't the same as they were when Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have reality TV. Back then, it was just reality. The most exciting thing that ever happened was when Jimmy got his head stuck in a gopher hole. And trust me, that's not a show anyone would binge watch. Yep, we didn't have much entertainment. But switching our car insurance to Geico was pretty exciting.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
It's a new week on Wall Street. Last week, after hitting some record highs, the markets finished down last Friday, the Dow dropping 279 points, closing the week at 17,857. NASDAQ fell 55 points. S&P dropped 30. Apple has been teasing details about its latest product for months, but now the company is ready to tell the world why it should own the Apple Watch. Apple CEO Tim Cook will be front and center today as the company makes its pitch for the watch at an event in downtown San Francisco. Business at the box office over the weekend.
I don't want to die. I want to live.
Ah, he sounds cute. Chappie, the robot police action thriller, on top during a slow box office weekend overall. Number one in theaters, bringing in $13.3 million. And finally, do you feel a bit more tired than usual today? There could be a good reason for that. This past weekend, we moved our clocks ahead for daylight saving time. That is an old clock and a jarring alarm. Spring ahead. Early yesterday morning, 2 a.m. became 3 a.m. everywhere except most of Arizona, all of Hawaii, Puerto Rico, and in American Samoa, where News That Matters is heard. All of you are very well rested as we reach a new work week, and we're happy for you. The rest of us are yawning, with a special focus on road safety. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration estimates that each year 100,000 crashes are reported in which drowsy driving or driver fatigue is a factor, and many of these accidents occur in the days following the start of daylight saving time. Additionally, a study out of the University of Michigan has found there's a 25% increase in the number of heart attacks reported on the first full workday after the spring ahead time change, which is today, due in part, doctors say, to the loss of 1 hour of sleep. As for one particular state that has a problem with the time of day, a group in Indiana is once again pushing their timely agenda. Most of Indiana is in the Eastern time zone. Aaron DeBrada is with the Central Time Coalition.
The problem in Indiana isn't with daylight saving time, it's that we're in the wrong time zone.
That gives me a really good idea. Knowing full well I'm going to be late for everything today, I'm going to say, hey, the problem isn't the time of day, I'm just in the wrong time zone. I need to get a new alarm. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and laws number 3030.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.